This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The farm equipment company Deere & Company, the John Deere tractor folks, reported profits today. $254 million easily beat forecasts, although revenue fell short of expectations. Deere's profits had taken a sharp dive last year, and the company may have been leaning now on one of its lesser-known divisions. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York.
Even city folks recognize the iconic logo on Deere's green machines, but they probably don't know the company also has a whole financial services wing, which brought in $2.8 billion last year. That's a lot of loans and leases for expensive tractors and combines.
If we talk about the highest horsepower tractors, that's a $300,000 item.
Kwame Webb follows Deere from Morningstar.
Basically, about half their customers, they rely on a Deere financial services product.
Now that Deere's main business of selling equipment is struggling along with its farmer customers, finance makes up a much larger share of profits than in the past, a third last year. University of Wisconsin agricultural economist Bruce Jones sees more tough road ahead for agriculture.
In the near term, we're looking for commodity prices, corn and soybean prices, to stay low. So 2016 will be a challenging year.
That means John Deere, the company is closely linked to farming as soil itself, is going to be relying much more on its banking side. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.